But of course, it's Tuesday, and it's 10 o'clock at Tuesday. And one thing we have to do, Matt, we have to put out the call.
That fell apart.
Quickly. I know.
I got three clubs out. That's all you need.
Putter driver iron. What are the other ones?
Hybrid wood.
That's actually true. That is all you need.
See?
You drive it, and then you get to the fairway. You use your iron right. You can shorten your swing, and then you putt.
Okay, so wedge. So there's wedges.
Yep.
What counts as an iron, and what's a wedge?
A wedge is an iron.
Okay, so a wedge is just a subcategory of iron.
It's a greater degree of loft of an iron, yeah.
Right. But why isn't a putter considered an iron?
I don't know. It's a good question.
Because it's a 0 degree.
Yeah, I guess because you can't really do anything with it. I don't know.
Could you have a lofty putter?
Yeah, is there any value to having any loft on your putter?
No, you wouldn't want that at all.
But what if you can just, you know, what if the greens aren't where they're supposed to be and they don't roll right?
Well, then you would putt with like a wedge. But
then you could have a wedgie putter.
Yeah, so
and you can bounce
why
it
isn't
in there.
That?
I mean, you can putt with the wedge. But, I mean, technically, you could drive with a putter.
As we rethink golf here. So guys are trying to do all this stuff about reading greens and looking at it and staring at it. You could just avoid all that by going aerial with the shot.
Mm-hmm.
And if you got really good at just chunking it through the air towards the hole, why doesn't that take the place of putting? Because there's less variables through the air than there is on the ground.
It's simple mathematics.
Well, you'd have to either put it right in the hole or get, I mean, that's the goal.
You land it right in front of the hole, and then it dribbles into the hole.
Yes, but you rarely ever have that happen to you. So then you have
I think it's because guys don't think this way, and they don't think, you know what, I'm going to approach the hole the majority of the way through the air. And then only the last few feet do I need to worry about reading the green.
Yeah, because you can't control when you try to putt with the wedge as well as you can with the putter because it's not a flat face against the ball.
I think that – you mean guys can't strike the ball well with wedges?
On the green, yeah. If you're trying to putt
and
versus
especially
getting under the ball.
But if you're not trying to putt it, you're trying to get it into the air a little bit.
And the spin control that they have with
the – Yeah, but I don't think – yeah, that'd be – yeah, but you can't spin control it. If you're – say you're 5 feet from the pin. You can't spin control. You're trying to tap it because if you get too under it, then it'll bounce and you take out.
Well, 5 feet is one thing. That's really close.
Right,
Let's just say that I'm 80 feet away, but I'm still on the green.
Oh, yeah, I would wedge for sure on that.
On the green?
You can.
You get kicked off the course.
No, you won't.
Yes, you would.
No, you won't. You can putt off.
You can't damage those sensitive greens.
There's no rules that you can't
can
use
wedge
a,
off the green.
You can use a driver on the green, can't you? Can't you use a driver on the green if you wanted to?
If you wanted to.
Okay.
I mean, you just go beep.
But why don't you ever see the pros, even if they're 80
Because they're
feet
pros,
out?
And they don't need to do that.
But if it makes sense, like you're saying, why wouldn't they pull out a wedge and
I don't
do
know.
It?
Maybe it's illegal. I should text my brother and ask.
I thought you knew all the rules.
Yeah, I thought you knew everything.
Since you were raised by golf pros.
That's true. I'll find out real quick. Hold on.
Gordon.
Golf is an overrated game or no? 888-787.
I used to think that. Until
I know, you got bitten by the bug.
And it's not even because I'm no good, and I know I'm no good, but it's just about being out in the wild with your boys.
Yeah, the beautiful
it's
blue
not really
sky.
The wild. It's kind of the most manicured outdoor space there is.
No, look at that. You can encounter.
Well, where he hits the ball, it is the wild. That's part of it.
Okay.
Okay, taking shots.
Am I wrong?
That's shot number one.
Is that incorrect?
Let's write those down.
I'm the same way. I enjoy seeing as much of the course as possible. So you hit it into the woods so that you get to go into the shade and see what's in there.
I would love for Gordon to seriously start a round and see how long his mind will allow him to last.
Yeah, see, you can use a wedge on the green. It's legal.
Honestly, trying to play a round of golf before I got.
And I know you're bad because I'm bad. I'm terrible at it, but it's still, you know, I think you have enough to hit a couple of good shots, and they always say those good shots are what bring you back. But I just think your mind wanders so much. I don't know if you last three holes out of 18 before you start thinking about.
I think that that's about right.
Or you may go
the
opposite.
I think I'd make about 2.5 holes, and then I'd say this is just not worth it.
But you do say you are hyper-focused on things that you want to do. So what if you're just.
You may be amazing at it because you're so focused on each individual swing.
And what if you're on the Champions Tour?
I don't think I would be.
So does that have. Your hyper-focus has nothing to do with anything athletic?
For old people.
The older golfers.
Why are you putting me on the Champions
Tour?
Because
you're too old to be on the PGA Tour.
Well, if you're over 50, then you can play the Champions
Tour.
You don't have to.
Right, Donnie.
It's not a requirement.
But you'd have a better chance to win.
Well, you'd have a better chance to win probably on like the Corn Ferry or something and go lower.
Is there any sport where the older athlete is the better athlete?
Quarterbacking, potentially, in the NFL?
I don't – that's a good one. I don't know. I feel like there's
– Shuffleboard?
What is the sport where athlete peaks – like the athletic peak is the oldest? Which sport has the oldest athletic peak, I guess I should say? Is it golf? It may be.
No, because I still think in golf you peak in your late 20s.
Okay. And that's kind of the same for
– But again, it may be because you can still competitively – win and you're into your 30s. We've seen that many times.
Mm-hmm.
It's rare over 40. We don't see a lot of those, especially at majors.
But when you talk about being athletic, yes, the younger, but then you start thinking about the experience and how you can affect
what is basketball?
Mental.
Is that late 20s as well?
I think you're in your peak because you had the experience, but you still have a lot of athleticism in your body.
Mm-hmm.
Like the older basketball players can beat you with their smarts because they've been there. But
even pure
athleticism. That has to be, you know, mid-20s.
It might be golf.
Maybe even late 20s.
Because you think of how many guys have won majors in their 30s, and what other sport outside of elite-level quarterbacking are guys winning at a high level into their mid-30s?
What about baseball? Because you don't have to
Verlander and Scherzer would be examples of that, but pitching, how many guys are really productive anymore into their late 30s hitting a baseball?
I feel like out of the top four baseball, you have to be – you can be the least athletic.
That's true.
And get away with
it. Look at David Wells.
What about hockey? Didn't Gordie Howe, wasn't he still, like, very productive into his 50s or something crazy like that? Or is he just such an outlier
of my depth? So I don't know.
Yeah, hockey, you still have.
You're the hockey show of record. What are you talking about?
I mean, the peak prime of hockey would be in that age range where you're right under 30. Like, guys are 27, 28, 29. That's why we talk about the Stars have this young core that's growing into what they're going to be as they go into their prime in their late 20s. And then the ones that we can name are the greats of all time. Why? Because they're the outlier versus what the normal parameter of when you would drop off would be.
So basically we're saying that the late 20s is it's what it is for all sports.
Yeah,
I would think so.
Except for tennis, which you peak younger.
Yeah, you peak younger.
I think football may be a little younger. You may skew a little younger in football because of the punishment that you take.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, all the other sports, maybe late 20s, even early 30s, are probably when you're at your peak, prime, physical, and mental state.
And then, again, I think you're right about golf because you look at Rory and you look at Dustin Johnson and guys that are still competitive that are in their early 30s or going into their mid-30s that still are winning majors or, at the end of the day, are competitive to win majors.
When was Tiger kind of done? Like, when did he start really falling off?
I'm trying to remember when that accident
was. In his mid-30s?
Yeah, because he was so dominant when he showed up in his 20s.
Yeah,
but he won into his 30s, and you wonder, like, if that hadn't happened to him, how much did that play into it versus his athleticism dropping off? I mean, hell, he won the Masters. He was, what, 40-whatever?
I think it was just, was it 45 or 40?
It was 2021 when he had the car crash.
Yeah. Well, I'm talking about going way back to Elon.
The first car
that
crash.
That whole thing with the.
When he hit the fire hydrant.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That whole thing that threw him for a loop and he had to step away, and that was a mental thing more so than a physical.
It is funny how he kind of escapes all the things that's happened to him, and he's still so beloved.
2009.
Because
was
he's
the
been through
Elon.
A lot.
I know it.
Just not even, not only with the Elon and then the women. And then the getting stopped by the cops when he was
when he passed out at the stoplight.
And
then you had this latest one where he locked some, you know, the woman who just sued him and said that he was abusive and that she
wouldn't let
he
her
locked
leave.
Him out of the house. And
but it's Tiger.
I know. It doesn't stick to him.
He walks out on a course somewhere or goes somewhere, and everyone still goes crazy because it's Tiger. All that other stuff. Oh, it's Tiger.
I don't know. He's
but
just
another
beloved.
Athlete that you don't care for, they do one of those things that we're talking about with Tiger. And off the face of the earth. I don't like him. I don't care.
Odd. I guess Why is he force-fielded?
We love who we love.
Is it because he admitted to all that?
Boy, you know, and that's the truth. Donnie hits on it. We just love who we love, and we just will make any sort of excuse to keep loving who we love.
Yeah, but you look at Lance Armstrong, who was this elite guy, and he lied and lied and lied and lied, and then when it came out, people didn't want to forgive him. With Tiger, he goes, yeah, I'm a sex addict. I have this problem, and this is what I've done, and all this type of thing, and it feels like, oh.
So maybe you just have to admit it.
It feels that way.
Because we remember.
Well, but Lance admitted it and people didn't forgive
him. Eventually, but he had lied for so long, publicly lied.
Uh huh.
And publicly so many times was asked about it.
So that's the threshold for everyone.
It feels like it
does. It's lying. Because even with the baseball steroid thing.
Right.
Palmeiro, you know.
And people got pissed at him because he denied.
Not. And who was it? Andy Pettit that said, hey. I mean, hey, I did it. Let's go.
And people are like, oh, okay, cool.
And you don't ever hear his name mentioned, but people are still upset at Palmeiro
for doing that. It's kind of hard to determine when that play works for you and when it doesn't. Because a lot of people, if they admit something, then they immediately get branded and then they're thrown out.
Yeah, it's just what it is for the rest of your life.
But other people who you know also did it, but they've always denied it, they give you that plausible deniability to still root for them. So it's unclear as to which way it works all the time.
And people pick and choose, right? His thing, I think there's some people that will never let it go because he cheated. He's a cheater. You don't do this in life. And I always wondered if he had come forward and said, look, I'm an alcoholic. I've got a horrible problem, and I drink constantly all the time. Go, oh, okay, we understand that. And I think there are a segment of people that were just turned off because of the way that he was doing all these different people on the side that wasn't his wife.
You're talking about Tiger.
Yeah, Tiger.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
So if you do it and admit it, it's okay. But if you do it and lie about it, that's where we draw the line.
I mean, I think way more people will forgive you if you admit your flaws and admit things and show, hey, guess what? I regret what I did here. I was wrong. Now I have changed and grown from that versus
I don't know.
But if it didn't come,
I think that
some people won't. They'll just attach that like you said.
But didn't somewhere feels like we turned the corner somewhere that the forgiveness thing doesn't really come about too often these days.
And is it also because
in sports?
Not only did he go through that with the sex stuff, but then he came back and he had multiple more injuries and that horrible car crash where he almost died. People are like, damn, like a lot's happening. This dude keeps coming back through it.
It is funny how there are a lot of times we want our athletes and our sports icons to be the most perfect human beings whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they can't do anything wrong, and if they do, it just knocks them down a pedestal or two when just in everyday life, we always walk. Because if I do something, I'll be the hey, no one's perfect. So let's try to forgive and forget and don't worry about
right.
it. But then we see someone that.
But if it's somebody you don't like or you're predisposed
right.
not to like,
oh, yes, they're just
you know,
in the
you
limelight.
Then you attach
yeah.
that to them, and that's what they are forever, mm-hmm. and they can never overcome that
yeah.
despite
we
how much
make
time
no
goes
sense.
By.
We pick and choose.
It's really
just,
weird.
We want the world that we want, and then that's all there is to it.
I guess that
it's like Phil. Phil comes out and says, "Yeah, I'm a gambling addict," and he's been going to rehab for gambling and whatnot. And then people hate him because he went to live, and nobody cares about his gambling thing.
See, maybe because you know, not to that level, but I will put something on a game or two. He's just affecting himself. It's his money,
right?
If he wants to lose all of his money over a football game, why should I care?
Yeah, why are we so upset by the guy who gambles his own money? I guess it does destroy, it could destroy a lot of collateral lives.
Right, his family, his children. Now, he probably has enough money where he could have done all that, and they still didn't even realize that he was blowing through all this cash. But, you know, normal person, I don't know, it is different how we decide, I wouldn't do that, so you're wrong, and I'll hate you now.
Mm-hmm. And and I'm not trying to sound mean or anything, but that affects, let's say it does affect his family and his kids and his wife maybe are affected because what he's done. Again, that is his house. Why should we care about what he's doing in his crib.
Because he's a public figure, so you get to decide whether he's chosen to live his life incorrectly or not.
Everybody,
that drives me nuts.
That's what it is. You guys know this.
This idea, the way we arrogantly sit on the sidelines and then like to tear apart the people.
And you don't have
and
all
then
the
I have a right to. Yeah.
Like only he and his family know the true information.
Nobody sitting on the sidelines doing all this hurling in judgments wants their life scrutinized to the degree that they scrutinize others.
And
nobody.
Especially when it gets to real in life. Now, when we're talking and breaking down games, I think that's one thing because we're talking about what we're seeing.
Right.
But when you're talking about someone's like
private life that we don't actually know anything about.
Right.
And then.
Or all the factors that go into whatever it is that has happened. And then, oh, I wouldn't do that.
That's what kind of gets me because
you don't know.
Will say that. Okay, right. No, I will never, ever do that. But if you're presented in that same situation with endless amounts of money, endless amounts of access to any woman that you want,
of
anything.
Kind.
And we think that at, I always say it's hard for us as 50-year-olds to go back to when we were 19, 20, 21 to see how we would think. If you would put me in that same situation with endless amounts of money and all those temptations,
right?
There's no telling what I would do.
I don't think people fully realize the governors that they have on their behavior, the natural governors of they don't have access to that kind of cash and money and temptation. Mm-hmm. So they're never going to be tested on this.
Yeah.
So it gets more difficult to judge those who do have those kinds
of
temptations.
I'm
kind of
glad I wasn't tested
but
on that.
But you know what? It's kind of a bedrock principle of the world is that every human being knows how to live everyone's life except for their own.
Okay.
That's just the way we are as people.
I think you're right.
I would never do that. You're wrong.
I know how to live your life and your life. I'm kind of stumbling through my own, but I definitely know if I had your lives what I'd be doing.
But and it's easier to do that, too, because self-reflection is very difficult to do and takes a lot of time and effort to look within for personal growth, where it's easier to point to somebody else.
Yeah.
And
I can
talk about that and go there rather than say, man,
yes.
Maybe there's some things in my life that I should be focusing on.
I can life coach everyone but me.
Right, exactly.
I'm the only one that
I won't take my advice because that's dumb.
Right.
But I need to give it to you. So you
I work on myself. I don't like this about me, but if I talk about it, then I have to admit it. But I can point to this person
and
instead.
And then everybody wants that fame and fortune and stardom, and everyone's not built for it.
Mm-hmm.
I will tell you.
Yes, I want a life full of temptation that I never respond to. That's the goal in life.
Because I'm strong enough.
Because I'm strong enough.
Everything
to block that all out.
Bad things that have come towards me because of the – I'll have a force field of $100 bills that they won't be able to penetrate through. It's wild, man.
It is wild.
I'm kind of happy we are where we are right now.
Yes.
I'm fine.
Make the call. Gordon.
Thank you, guys.
Once again – that was some of the most inspirational and insightful radio I've ever been a part
food
of.
Food for thought.
I know.
That was a fascinating conversation.
Now jump in your Mercedes-Benz and go home to your mansion, Gordon.
I don't have a Mercedes-Benz. I have a car that's in very poor repair right now. Got to take it to the shop.
He pronounces it Porsche.
Hop in your helicopter.
Both of your cars cost more than mine.
Not a chance.
Guaranteed.
Not a chance.
I guarantee you.
Let's go compare bills.
Okay.
Right now.
I will do that.
All right, we'll come back and talk Rangers next. Ticket.